In the Aliyah of today, the Shlishi of Parashat Emor, we read how, parallel to the Rishon of this week, not only must the Kohen who works in the Beit HaMikdash and sacrifices the Korban, has to be someone who is tamim, he has to have no blemishes, he has to be someone who is almost perfect in his character, not only characteristics, but in his body itself, it has to be a pure body and perfect body. So must the korban have no blemishes, nothing in his eyes and limbs are missing. And the Torah goes on to tell us another detail about this korban, how it must be. It tells us that you must wait 8 days before you sacrifice the korban from the time it's born. Uvayom hashmini v'hala yiratzeh lekorban Hashem. You cannot sacrifice an animal that's born until its 8th day. If you think about the number 8, 7, and 8, of course, you immediately think about Brit Milah. Not long ago in Parashat Tazria, we read about Mitzvat Milah, that on the 8th day, we have a korban, we have a Brit Milah. The Midrash already connects Brit Milah to a korban. In the Midrash, in Vayikra, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mishpat Adam u'mishpat Beimah Shavin. Mishpat Adam u'vim ha'shmini mol basar ulato, Mishpat Beimah u'miyom ha'shmini v'hala yiratzeh. The Midrash already notices the similarity between the number 8 with the Korban and the number 8 with the Brit Milah, which suggests that there is some type of Korban idea in the Brit Milah. However, if that's really true, it's a bit strange. What are we exactly sacrificing? We're sacrificing the Brit Milah itself, if we really compare both. The answer, of course, is that we are sacrificing ourselves. And in some way, the same way a korban has to be pure and perfect, by us taking off the Brit Milah, we are becoming as if perfect. That's the element of korban that exists in both in the Brit Milah and in the regular korban. There's a Gemara that asks, how do we know the Brit Milah is Doche Shabbat? It's actually learned from Parashat Tazria that we just read. But the Gemara suggests different possibilities. What is the source that Brit Milah is Doche Shabbat? And one of the arguments of the Gemara is, if Avodah, Korban, a Korban in the Beit HaMikdash is Doche Shabbat, so should Brit Milah Doche Shabbat. What's the connection? If you understand that in its core, Brit Milah is basically a type of Korban, then it makes sense why the Gemara is comparing the Avodah and the Beit HaMikdash to a Korban, which both are Doche Shabbat. Bokir Tov, Yom Tov.